Several years ago, I came across an idea called include and transcend, and I want to make a quick video talking about how that relates to infidelity and being cheated on. The idea of include and transcend comes from the same schools of thought that would talk about non-dual thinking, which is basically the idea that whenever life presents you a set of values or ideas where it's either yes or no, black and white, it's the idea of thinking, how can I say yes to both? And at first glance, especially to someone that is rational, someone that is in Western civilization, that idea sounds absolutely preposterous. And from a certain angle, it is. It's like, are you telling me that something can be both good and bad? Are you telling me that something can be both true and false? That's not quite the idea. The idea is to resist the part of your brain that is extremely quick to categorize things as only one thing or another. It's basically just encouraging more nuanced thinking. And where the idea of including and transcending comes into play is that oftentimes there are times in your life where you outgrow a certain way of thinking. And then it's very tempting in a black and white thinking mode of thought to just get rid of it entirely. But the idea of including and transcending is to say, okay, this is no longer going to be the primary suit that I'm wearing. It's not going to be the primary way that I see the world anymore. So I'm transcending it. I'm moving beyond it. I'm letting go of it as the primary thing. But how can I include it from a higher level? It's similar to when Albert Einstein said that problems can only be solved from a higher level of consciousness than they were created in. And so what in the world does all this have to do with infidelity? Infidelity rewrites your story. And people often say that this is your story now. You are someone who's been cheated on. You are someone who had their life destroyed through betrayal and through deceit. And there is a very real sense in which there is nothing you can do about that. I practice hypnosis, conversational hypnosis, hypnotherapy, and there's kind of a magical aura around that sometimes. And I've had people ask me, like, can you get me to completely forget that this ever happened? And the answer is no. But that's not the goal. The goal is to get to a point where you've moved past this chapter in your life, where it still is true about you, but it's not the thing that defines or sets the reference frame for everything else. It's included within your story, and you're able to transcend. Another way that this applies, though, isn't just in terms of moving on, new chapter. It also applies to handling all the ambiguity. Did your partner love you in the past? An overly black and white way of thinking about that might force you into saying, yes, it was all love, and that's why this hurts so bad, and I'll never move on, because why did they do this? It makes no sense. Or if it was all bad, then that just makes you really stupid for believing that they loved you when they never did. Including and transcending non-dual thinking would suggest that both those things can be true. There was love and there was hate and there was indifference, all intermixed. So the more that you can become at peace with conflicting ideas, conflicting emotions, not from a place of cognitive dissonance, but from accepting the degree of truth that is contained within these different ideas, the more at peace you can be with processing and the more quickly you can process these things. Because the other option is that you kind of go back and forth and it takes a lot longer that way. Whereas if you can hold all of it at once, you can make a lot faster progress in truly accepting and finding your own closure with what happened.